It is where the wounds are, where the gifts are, where your power is, your power of interaction with your environment and all ever life force you can cross or be in contact with. And then around this there is this third layer. This one is the layer by which you communicate. This layer can go very far. When you do your meditations together, this is by this layer that you connect to each other, that you connect to your planet. To elevate your frequency you have to start first by the inner layer, the etheric body. So you sit quietly. I recommend to sit. You can't stand up, but sit is good, because you are not tired, you are not a very fit species, your muscles get tired. So sit. Feel yourself connected to with your planet. Feel yourselves connected with the air and the atmosphere above you. Then listen to your heartbeat. This is difficult for me, because if I explain this to you, I will explain this regarding to my body. I can hear my heart rate. I know it is a bit, 56, difficult for you. Hearing your heart rate you become really anchored within your avatar body or flesh. Any technique that can make you completely isolated from the outside for the start, and only with your body. And then you hear a sound. But before hearing the sound, I go too fast, you must feel the energetic current going through your body, this etheric inner layer, the first one. You must feel. It is a feel like magnetism, like it is an energy, a current that vibrates at a certain rate. You have to listen to your normal natural rate. What is the rate of your being? However step in your evolution you are, whoever you are, you have a certain rate, which is yours. This is the frequency of the energy. It vibrates. Imagine the wings of an insect, a flying insect. You have a lot of flying insects on planet. Imagine the noise that a flying insect does when it flies. Imagine a big heavy flying insect. You are going to compare this big heavy flying insect, the sound of the wings with the sound of the vibration of your energy field. And then compare this sound of this heavy flying insect to a lighter flying insect, whose rate of flying is faster. The sound is higher, isn't it? Way higher. This is what I am talking about. The sound of the vibration of the energy is comparable with the sound of wings of insects. So the heavy flying insect will be the sound at the start of where you are at this moment. You want now to elevate this sound to a sound comparable to the sound of a lighter insect. So to elevate the rate, you can do it by intensifying your energy. Where this sound is originated in your body, it is somewhere on your spine. The spine that links to the sky. There are centers of energy on this spine. The vibration of your energy field is a direct of one of these centers of energy, the turning wheels. So you will identify which one relates to this sound. It is probably a lower one. Some of you may be already very elevated, but some of you are not. Check where it is resonating, which is the center of energy. And then being aware of the sound, this center of energy, linked with the awareness of this sound. You will lift it along the spine. Rise along the spine this sensation of sound until it reaches higher centers of energy that you call chakra. As it raises, the rate of the sound raises too. It is going to pulse faster, and as you go up, you feel more peace, feel more joy. Joy and peace, especially joy of very fast pulse. Until it goes faster and faster, and the joy becomes profound ecstasy. And it is beating so fast, that the wings of the insect produce sound so high that it becomes one sound, one pulse, containing all the pulses of the universe. This one sound sounds like a crystal, that you hit with something metallic. This produces a sound, this is comparable with the one sound. And you are so happy and so joyful. And then you feel it. You are above your body, the etheric one and the avatar one, you are above. Your consciousness is above and you watch from above, and you feel it. Love. This relates to everything. You are so high in vibration frequency, that your frequency is just now one sound, one pulse, one with everything. So the key is first to identify, what is your current pulse in your etheric and flesh body. Being aware of them, and here, connect with the pulse, see where it is along your spine. See to which chakra it is related. And then elevate. The consciousness is elevation. The consciousness is the intention. The intention to reach one. Q&A with an X. How often a day do you meditate in this form? 57. I don't have days. Time, you know, is not linear for me. I have days when I am on Darius, my planet, but not when I travel. There is no day, no night. So I do it regularly, when my heart feels like it, pleasure. I sleep when my body avatar is tired. I being has an energy that maintains all the cells of my avatar flesh alive and healthy. Your mission, I travel for observation and I identify the spots in the galaxy that need healing and elevation. I hunt in a way for these dark spots, those who are vulnerable to dark energies. So I report them sometimes, or I just heal them myself. To whom I report? To my brothers. Where do you come from? I chose to incarnate in the area of what you call Orion. The name of my star system is Mesa. I live in a planet which name is Darius. My planet is in a higher dimension than yours. It is on the seventh density. So if you come to visit, it will seem to you strange, transparent. The colors will be the colors like you have never seen. The planet is beautiful. My planet is very old. This is not the planet of my race, of my soul matrix, because I am Arcturian from soul matrix. But I chose to incarnate on Mesa to accomplish my mission. So this is why I seem to you very strange, because I look like the people from Darius in Mesa. A lot of my brothers from the Arcturian systems choose to stay incarnated. Some of us, a lot of soul matrix from Arcturian, chose to come on Terra or other worlds. There are a lot of our brothers and sisters embodied and incarnated on Terra. You call them star seeds. We embody and incarnate where we want to accomplish a mission. Orion is a very disturbed area. It is very complicated and subject to dark as well. Dark, I use it not as without light. I would say dark intentions. I have chosen to be the for this life mission to join the Orion League. We have created, not me but the species benevolent living there, this league to fight the Orion Empire. They are very greedy and they have a lot of connections with different species, drawn to war and destruction. So there is a lot of work to be done in the Orion vicinity. I am part of the Orion League. But my mission is to travel and identify the dark vulnerable spots on the space continuum around the Orion systems. For the dark forces of the Orion Alliance is not to settle. This is what I do. I identify, report really when I can, not always, but when I can I do it myself. You have some coming from the Chukar Empire. The Chukar Empire is originated in a constellation that you call Draconis. The name of their world is Duban. It is Alpha Draconis star system. It is very far from here, but they are very developed in warfare. They are very numerous and they have interconnection with the Orion Alliances and the Orion Empire. This is why I chose to incarnate in the middle of this terrible thing. Everywhere where war and destruction is, we go. Do you have family? Oh, I have family on my planet, actually Darius. But the family is different on Daria. I do not have wife. I have all we call parity or partner on Darius. There is no definite gender. I am to you more masculine voice, because my actual and soul is masculine. So this is who I am, and when I travel, I travel most of the time in my Arcturian shape. But when I am on Daria, I downgrade density and I am with my family in my body of flesh. My family is my companion and we have offsprings. I know it will seem to you a bit different. A lot different. We can reproduce differently than you. 58. Something we do equally. Oh, I would have difficulty to explain to you. We all have the ability to be male or female, but we need to be two, to create life. On Darius Varius I am neutral gender, my partner is natural gender. When I travel far from Darius, I am masculine, because you know, the life forms in this galaxy are very diversified. Describe Darius, it has a radiance around everything. The sky is dark blue, but the planet itself radiates light and colors, iridescent. It is solid for us, it is slightly transparent for you. Your spaceship, although an etheric ship, this ship have shapes of crystals, symmetric crystals. It can be diamond ships. Mine is what you call a Merkaba. We have different geometric shapes. It looks to you like crystals. It is etheric energy. Starseeds, it is not all the Terran planet. Starseeds are a group of envoys. There are a lot coming here at the moment. But not all Terrans are starseeds. We come well not me on Terra but me on Missa, we come to help the local indigenous population to elevate and to find their own right path for each of them. If you are Terran, feel very privileged, because you are experiencing something that is marking the history of your planet Terra. Do not feel inferior, if you are not starseed. Feel privileged. There is no inferior, there is no superior. There is people from different world, different. Different is an equality. Different has no superior, inferior. Different is a balance. Do not be sad if you are not from Anatha Soul Matrix. Ask the question again in your heart. See how it feels, right or wrong. Are you proud to come from Anatha Soul Matrix, another world to help the Terrans, or are you proud to be a Terran, elevating from the millenniums of constraint of ignorance of dark ages, a Terran that finally has overcome everything and finally blossoms, proudly? Think again, ask the question, and see what answer comes. How can we see higher densities? When you are incarnated in an avatar, you use the senses of this avatar body to apprehend your environment, be it of the same density and physic, or be it energetically. You cannot see what Thais avatar cannot see. To see beyond it, you need to step out of it. You cannot or you let it die, but you can step out of it by the mind or by the intention. Some of you can do what you call journey astral. When you elevate, beside or above or out of this body, suddenly you see, suddenly you're here. Sometimes you need not to step aside, astral, sometimes you just need to put yourself in a more elevated vibration and then you start to connect with the senses of your etheric being of light. And then you see. You see what is of the same frequency and density, as the frequency and the density where you are to see higher densities. You need to elevate to the same frequency to see it, either by stepping out of this body of flesh, restrain, or either being aware of the high vibration. The higher vibration of your etheric beam of light. 59. There are different densities. You, your body of flesh is made of what we call by simplicity the third density. Your etheric body is of a much higher density, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. It depend on everybody else. Beside you being incarnated in a third density body, there are other beings on your planet. You have the indigenous spirits of this planet, who dwell in the fourth density. It is the spirits of the ancestors who haven't left the orb of Terra. It is as well those from the Agathian realms. You call them fairy, elemental as well. They are of the same density, the fourth density, which is a slightly higher than third. You know there isn't an equal intensity in between the densities. The third density is very powerful. This fifth density is very powerful. But the fourth is a very short one, short range of frequency. Short is something that vibrates very fast. Transition between 3 and 5. 6 is a transition between 5 and 7. 8 is a transition between 7 and 9, and so on. You remember what I told you about earlier on in this discussion about climbing the ladder of Spine. Your emotions change, your feelings change, when you reach a state of pure deep joy, touching the bliss. You are in a more elevated frequency than. When you feel depressed, fearful, worried, this is the same. Density is a feeling of undestroyable peace, peace prevailing upon all thoughts. All your thoughts are serene and filled with contentment. You experience joy in everything you do, in everything you see. Everything you see makes you smile. If you see something that is dark and bad, bad because there is pain involved, pain is a bad thing that ties up souls to lower matter. If you are in a higher density, you look at it with compassion and the pain doesn't reach you. It cannot, because it is below you. When pain of the others of what you see cannot reach you, because it is so below, when you realize that anything around you that is potentially harmful cannot reach you. You are in the fifth density. Self-reachable by fear and pain, well, you still have a few steps to climb on your ladder. all the good vibrance of source be with you all. 60. The 3rd of September 2020, Galactic Contacts, Thorhan Angels, Cryon, Nine Blidians, Source, Soul, Invisibility, https://www.youtube.com/watch. V=AGG0CM0V8, re-upload the 20th of July 2021 edited version 0 hours and 20 seconds do not give in to fear. 006 and 50 seconds ego, the enemy of evolution. 007 and 10 seconds what is source :11:20 angels, Cryon /9D Pleiadians of light. Metatron 018 and 15 seconds where does the soul go? 024 and 40 seconds fractals and portals 027 and 20 seconds invisibility and cloaking 029 a few words in Tami, do not fear Thorhan, yes I have a message for you. I want to insist on the fact, that you must not give to fear. Some scary times are ahead of you, which will not last very long. But do not give out to fear. Do not allow fear to come into you. Do not fear anyone. Be aware of your own power, your power of action and decision for yourself, for your life, for the life of your families. However they try to impress you by fear, by threats, do not listen. Keep on going in your life and do what you have to do. You who work to anchoring the light. Do this, only this. Keep fear away outside of your homes. They will try to impress you, make you believe you are obliged to obey. You are not. You are free individuals. You are one species and you will not fight against each other. When you want to protest, protest in peace. When you want to go outside, go by their rules but outside, and join together. It is not a time for violence. It is a time for peace. It is not a time for fear, it is a time for trust. You will win this. We have assured the background to make your actions stable and efficient. I know you are many to listen to me tonight. So I want to insist on this message, fear is manipulation and illusion. Do not listen. Fear is their weapon. You are more powerful. Your shield is air made of light. Fear cannot go through. This is what I wanted to say. Because I know what's coming. Do not be scared. I have told you already that there are an increase in the chaos, that this coming 2 months will be very difficult, because they will try to turn your head, to make you believe, you must obey. But you are not obliged to obey. You obey to only one thing. The rule of life. The rule of the evolution. Evolution is all, is the greater law above all other laws. Political chaos. Fights. False revelations made to manipulate people. Listen to your heart. Listen to what you know is right. Everything that incites you to violence is not right. What is right is what unites all humans together. 61. I will not tell you who is going to fight against who, but I think you guess. The continent of North America will decide for the rest of the planet. There are ties in other countries. But all is centralized under the ground and in the sacred chambers of the continent I just named. We are helping you, you are not alone. You will not see us in the fight because, we work in back holding you, pushing you with love and trust. We hope more than you do, because we know at is ahead. We know that after the chaos the light from your star will seem at your eyes brighter and more colorful, because at the end of the fight, at the end of the storm peace is there. You are awakening at an exponential rate, and this cannot be stopped. Awareness is your shield. See last tries of your enemies, and then it is gone. You are meant to have a wonderful future. It is not because I speak about fear, that you must fear. I hope you understand what I say. You have many of you on terror, a conditioning to shiver when you hear this word fear. This shouldn't. You should laugh. You should laugh and feel yourself above it. Unfortunately Terrans are such that power seduces them. This is the big fight against ego. Ego is the enemy of the evolution of your consciousness. You are fighting well. You are learning. When you leave your world you discover that the universe is vast and multiple, and that there are no gods above your heads, because you are traveling in other directions. There is no above thee, is no below. And all the realms and densities are interconnected and into the other. There is no low. There is no high. There is all only difference of frequencies. When we leave our world and start to travel, not only in space but interdimensionally, interconsciously, we realize that there is something that flows and animates everything with consciousness and life. It is everywhere. It is the air you breathe when you are on a world. It is the beauty you see when the stars are billions in oceans of colors. It is the joy you feel in your heart to find your family again that you have left for a very long time. It is the beauty in the eyes of a child. It is the harmony of colors in a nebula. It is the symphony of sound that is case for the center of every galaxy, a music that you can hear only when you are in space. Everything that gives you an emotion comes from somewhere, and everywhere at the same time. This is source. Source is the start and the end of everything, because it has no beginning and no end. It is spherical and infinite in the same time. Source is not a singularity, it's an omnipresence, inhabitant everything, rocks, flesh, everything. We do not have a religion, we do not have a dogma. We believe with our heart what we see and what we experience. When we attune to who we are tuned to Source and its flow. If we should worship something, it would be life, consciousness. Consciousness is life. There are different levels of consciousness. A rock is conscious. This is maybe surprising for you, but it is not for us, because there isn't a part in this multiverse not animated by Source. Even the ones who do harm to each other, like the Chikov for instance, the yeah part of it. That they connect with it is another story, but they are made of it and they ignore it. Consciousness doesn't need a physical shape to incarnate, consciousness is free. Consciousness incarnates into an avatar when it needs to do a certain job or experience learning, experience interaction. But consciousness is not dependent from an envelope. About angels, Cryon, Metatron, I wanted to add something. We were talking about angels last time. I told you that we believe that I put in the word angel many things. It is like a cup, and there is a name painted on it, angel, and in this cup you put every phenomenon that you do not understand. But you need to tidy up in this cup. There is us, we are not angels. 62. In this cup there are higher spirits of your planet, higher spirit to work for the greater good of planet. I'm thinking about Cryon, he is wonderful and magnificent. He's not an angel, higher being. He's a guardian. He's a spirit guardian maintaining the balance of the etheric grid of planet. He's not on his own. There are many ones. But he looks like an angel, but he is not. He's 12 next to the source. Choron, our friend Choron, he is from Dakhorat and he is Pleiadian as us. His race has migrated from Mahal race from the Lyran colonies and they became very high in their density. Choron can reach up to the 12th density if he wishes to. But he is actually living in the 7th density, is what you would call a Pleiadian of light, which is a funny name. But he is from the Pleiades and he is very shiny. Him and his people are very powerful species. They can travel by consciousness. They have reached the state where they do not need a body anymore, but they do to interact with us. Because they are part of the Federation and they need a physical anchor to do what they have to do. So they still have their bodies. But they easily get out of it. So that is what Choron is, knowledgeable, old wise man. Cryon is one of the higher beings who look after the balance of the magnetic and etheric grid of the planet. We have shifts and I have had so many shifts, looking after the grid. We were assigned to certain points and notes that we had to maintain and rebalance, and twice occasion Cryon showed himself to us. Because we needed to with interact lines in correlation with what he was doing and, he appeared. He is like a cloud of shimmering energy. When he connects with certain Terrans, I know, he can appear himself as a humanoid. But this is not his shape. His shape is a cloud of light and iridescent colors, moving his consciousness in the shape of this. But what radiates from him is an amazing love. Because you know the more powerful and the higher are these beings, the more love they radiate. Love is the interaction and the power they radiate. Many Terrans should connect with him. He knows everything. I was touched and I have seen magnificent beings in my life, but I have to say, seeing and meeting Kryon was two moments in my life, I will never forget. Magnificent, it touched my heart. I feel uncomfortable to use the word angel because it's a cup name or you say bucket name. Fate encompasses anything that you cannot understand and that looks humanoid, shiny. I have never met any being with wings as a higher spirit. There are species with wings, but they're rare species like us. They are not higher beings of a superior density of frequency. There are although higher spirits in this universe. Higher spirit will look after the balance of the space continuum. They look like a Kryon. You have asked me about Metatron last time. He is one of them. His consciousness is one of Thegadians of your galaxy. He is very powerful. He is very knowledgeable consciousness. He knows everything about every world. He is not a person, he is consciousness, very high, and he keeps the door access to the center of your galaxy, which is a portal towards Source. Where do we go when we die? You have an intermediary place where first you go, because when you leave your plane of existence at dimension and the density of your avatar, you need to retune to the density of your light being of your soul, as you call it. When this happen, when the avatar cease to function, the light being I leaving this avatar, then this depends on where your soul matrix is. If your soul matrix is on the same planet as the avatar, you will directly go into the highest sphere of this planet. It is as frimbricated in this one, for instance, talking about Terra. This is an intermediate place. From the you will choose to come back in another avatar or to leave the sphere to go to somewhere else, either another soul matrix, I mean world, or if you're finished, you can go back to Source and melt in the consciousness of the multiverse. This is a choice you make. If you belong to the planet, the soul matrix of the planet you have incarnated, you stay there, or you decide to go further, but you need to, 63, pass by this intermediate state, this intermediate place. If you do not belong to the soul matrix of this planet, you do not go to this intermediate place, you live directly to connect with the soul matrix of your original world. You will be attracted as a magnet to your soul matrix, the soul matrix of your original world. Travel, but not physically. You would travel not the distance. You will travel interdimensionally, and the world is not right. It is resonance travel, an anchor point somewhere else. You just transport when you do not have a body. Body needs interdimensional travel, they need device, any technology, they need travel distance. That's what avatars do, they travel by consciousness. Resonance is two points, two anchor points, wherever they are in the universe, vibrating at the same frequency, connecting. It's an echo. We call it resonunk. It's the same when you leave the avatar, you go back to your soul matrix. If you wish to, if you have decided already that you will come back, you may stay. But normally this is very rare. You have first to go back to your soul matrix, and if you want to go back to Terra, you decide from there. Now there is a special rule. You know there is this program, many of you are part of the envoys, alright, you call them starseed. Most of you, not all, but most of you have left their body in stasis and your light being have traveled. They have traveled to avatars on Terra, for instance. This is a good example. In this case, this is an interrupted existence, paused existence. You went for a mission. You will go back to this body of yours, which is another avatar. But this avatar belongs to the same frequency as a soul matrix, because it is where you belong. You will feel more natural and more comfortable, let her be there. You will travel by resonance and be received in the receptacle in your body. The receptacle is something very special, it's a device. It looks for you like a blue crystal, and when soul comes back into it, it radiates and be inserted in the avatar that awaits. This is a transfer device. It assures that the transfer is happening well. This is what will happen to you. You will travel by resonance to the planet where you belong. Onis, they cooperate, there is no distance. That is what Kryon is, for instance, because we were talking about him. When he is not in his body, he can be anywhere. In a wink of an eye. Are there soul fragments? You have one only soul, which is not fragmentary. If consciousness incarnates in an avatar, whatever avatar it is, a planet, a being, anything, it is whole, one. It cannot be separated. What is a fractal?